Girly Whirlies, welcome back to another episode of the Girly Whirlies Show featuring Sambe. I actually recorded last week without Sambe and it felt so wrong. And I actually haven't even put that episode, it's not out yet. And it felt wrong without him. And I actually felt like I was being a bit of a Debbie Downer. And I'm going to tell you why, because we need to catch up. So welcome back, girlies. I'm so happy you're here another week with myself and Sambe to chat all things girly whirly problems. It's a girl's world. We're all just trying to survive and thrive together. And today we're going to be talking about love languages, which is so fun. I am kind of obsessed with love languages. I'm kind of obsessed with psychology of things, and especially when it comes to love and people's brains and why we do certain things and what we need from each other, etc. But just quick catch up, quick, everyone take a breather. 4 seconds in, 4 seconds out. Lovely. Sambe joined in for that too. So I've been saying it every single episode now at this stage, but Pilates is really healing my soul and it's really making me focus on my breathing and all that. Pilates this morning, shout out Nikki, she's just an angel. I go to Platinum Pilates and they're all fabulous, but it's Nikki's classes that I go to the most and she's just a queen. I actually almost missed my class this morning. So this morning the doorbell rings, well, the buzzer rang because we're in an apartment, so you have to ring the buzzer first. Buzzer rings and I was like, I do not want to. Actually, sorry, before the buzzer even rang, I was like, oh, Pilates, I'm not going to Pilates this morning. I couldn't be arsed. I actually slept really badly last night, which is really unlike me, but recently I'm not sleeping well. But I was like, oh, I'm not going to go to Pilates. Then the buzzer rings and I remembered we had someone coming to fit a carbon monoxide reader. Sam is nodding. Yeah, a carbon monoxide reader or something, which I don't know why we didn't have one. Apparently we had to get that in, so I woke up to let Jose in and he actually put me in a good mood because he was all smiley and all nice and I was all groggy and like and he was so nice and he got me out of the bed, really. Somebody's looking at me like, Jose got you out of the bed? But I got up out of the bed. So as soon as I was out of the bed, I was like, yeah, I'm going to Pilates. I'm going to slay the day. This is what I've been talking to the girlies about. Oh, am I screaming? Sorry, Sam. Sam looked at me really scared there. But I decided I'm going to slay the day. And I went to my Pilates. I got a dirty chai. Me and Sam had a lovely breakfast. We got out and got work done. Now we're here recording. Sam's going to watch football later. Who's
playing?
Spurs and Chelsea. And yeah, it turned into a really good day because I got up and out of the bed. And this is what I was talking about last week when I was recording on my own, which I'm not sure if it's going to be released to you yet, because I'm kind of questioning it. I feel like I was being a real Debbie Downer, because what I was speaking about was a few episodes ago now, I said I woke up really grumpy. And like since then, honestly, it feels like for the month of October, I was just a bit of a grumpy, grouchy, negative Nelly. I was feeling really unmotivated, really uninspired. I was just having negative thoughts and my vibrations were just really low. Everything felt really low. And then just the other day, I went on my hot girl walk. And again, I wasn't really in the mood. I was just like, fuck this, but I need a little chai. Went on my hot girl walk. And then the gal serving my coffee was so nice. I met the nicest dog and two dog moms. And I just realized, like, when I actually just get up out of the bed, get out and actually meet people, sometimes I'm really quick to like shut myself in and be like, no, I don't want to talk to anyone today. But when I go out and literally just smile at strangers, it's the best feeling in the world. So maybe that's what... I was judging everything.
I'm not judging. No, it's really cute, but that's like, nice. Just picture smile you standing strangers. On the side of the street smiling at people walking by.
I was smiling at strangers in a nice.
Like, who is this weirdo that I see every morning?
There are neighbours,
yeah,
Sambe.
I'm closer with
we're
the neighbours
in the neighbourhood.
Than you are.
No, shut up.
Anne and Joe are my mates.
Shut up.
There he is.
So I actually didn't know his name was Joe, so there you go.
So there you go, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Fine, okay. So, but this is just my reminder that, like, I wanted to be able to give you motivation last week, but it felt really false because it felt like I didn't even believe it. But finally, I've snapped back out of it. Sometimes I just need to hit a bit of a lull. Like, it's definitely a bit of burnout. And then I'll snap back and I'll be ready to go and ready to slay again. So this is your reminder to remember that if you're struggling and if you're feeling a bit low vibrations, it's a new month. It's November. It's almost the end of the year. I don't like to scare us, but it is. Like, we're coming into a new year. The new year is big pressure to be new year, new me. But let's just start now. Like that. Let's just start being positive and happy and excited now. Christmas can be a tough time, but let's just try our best to change our attitude, our mindset, and just enjoy the little things, the chais, the dogs, the smiles, the little things, okay? So then the other night as well, before that hot girl walk that kind of inspired me to live life again, myself and Sam had a lovely little date night at home, because that was another intention I said on this episode that I don't think is released, and I don't know if I'm going to release. Well, I'm going to have to now, but I did say that I want to spend more time spending energy on Sam and vice versa. So what did we do, Sam? What was our date night at home?
Had a game night.
We had a games night.
It was really fun.
It was really fun. So I went to Smith's, a throwback. I used to work in Smith's, Smith's Toy Stores. That was my place of not... It wasn't really my... Well, it was my place of work, but it didn't... You know, that sounds a bit bougie. My place of work being Smith's. Okay, I worked in Smith's with my bestie, and that was really fun. It was a throwback. I was a till girl, so it was fun going back in there and buying all the... Oh, and I met a really nice girl in the till, actually. People are just so nice. I'm just meeting really nice people, okay? It's a good thing. So what did I buy? I bought a Scrabble. We didn't actually play Scrabble.
Twister.
We didn't actually play Twister.
Game of Life.
We didn't actually play Game of Life. What did we play?
We played Pictionary.
Pictionary. It was so fun.
What the Meme, which is kind of like Cards Against Humanity.
That was really fun. We got this meme game. So, yeah, that was a great description. Funny. Yeah, it's like Cards Against Humanity, but you're putting a meme in front of someone, and they're very good memes. There could have been more, actually, because we went through it pretty quick.
Yeah, and then Incoherent was good.
Incoherent was really fun. So it's like...
Jumbled letters, and yeah. You have to kind of guess what the saying is.
So it's like Bon Apple Titties. Bon Appetit. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's not one.
That wasn't one, but that's I think how the girls will understand it, because that's where it kind of began, is saying Bon Apple.
The one that we got was Bull Lag Friday, which is Black Friday.
Yeah, that was hard. Yeah, but anyway, so it was this. We just had a really cute, fun games night. We had a cheese board. We had wine.
Sushi
from Dunn's. Oh. You loved that. Yeah, it was a really nice time spent together. So this is bringing us to today's topic of love languages. So we both know our love languages.
Yeah, I think so.
We very much know our love languages. I think we've always been quite aware of our love languages. So let's just begin at the basics with where love languages actually kind of stems from. The author Gary Chapman in the 90s, he coined five different acts or examples, the love languages. So let's just quickly describe them for anyone who might not know. We have acts of service, which is doing helpful things for your partner, and essentially having to not be asked. That's the main thing about acts of service, is you don't have to ask them. So it could be like doing the chores, or, you know, collecting you, or acts of service. We'll get more into it. Then we have words of affirmation, supportive things, supporting your partner, saying supportive, loving things to your partner. We have gifts. So gifts is kind of giving or receiving gifts, because the love languages are how you express love, but it's also how you receive love. And the way you express it can be very different to the way you receive it. So receiving gifts or gift giving is giving or receiving partners, that tells them or you that you're thinking of each other. I love a gift giving.
And
a gift receiving. Quality time is spending meaningful time with your partner. And lastly is physical touch, which is being close to and caressed by your partner. So we all have these in us, I think, that, you know, we're just saying at the beginning of this, you can have something that's not exactly one of these five and it's a love language, but these are just the main five that most people would have, and they would
And you're supposed to have one.
No, so myself obviously, and Sam actually ranked ourselves 1 to 5 on... No, so you don't have one. I think we all probably have a favourite one. That's just in my opinion. I don't know if Gary doesn't say you just have one.
Yeah.
Gary just describes these. His book really became like a bestseller for relationship advice and telling people how to have their best experience with their partner. So myself and Sam, both quite different.
So we ranked of what we want.
How we receive love. So what makes you feel most loved.
What makes us,
So.
Okay.
Okay, so.
So Sophie's, there's five of them, and all five is gift receiving. We came to that conclusion.
That's not my number one. So, okay, let's start with
Sam. Is that your number one?
No. You know my number one, for God's sake. So, okay, first we'll say, yeah.
Gifts giving.
Acts of
that's not your number one.
No, Sam, I'm talking about the way I feel loved.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
God.
Sorry, guys.
Jesus, Sambe, get on board here, man.
You just look beautiful.
That's my excuse every time I don't listen to your ending.
Yeah. Words of affirmation.
Like, you look good.
Okay,
you
so
do look beautiful today.
Thank you, darling.
Okay, go.
Oh, sorry. Actually, I'm wearing naked. Sorry. Thank you, Naked Fashion. That was a great interlude, Sambe. Well done.
Yeah.
We love you, Naked Fashion.
Shout out, Naked Fashion.
Shout out, Naked Fashion. We have a code for you, Girly Whirly. That gets you 20% off until December 5th. So get your shopping, get your Christmas outfits. I'm wearing a very cute. Would you like to describe the top I'm wearing?
It's beautiful. Your shoulders are on show.
Oh, yeah.
It's
across the shoulder.
It's furry.
Yeah, it's kind of fluffy.
Fluffy.
Cream.
Cream. One of those nice yokes where it goes across the shoulder. So the chest piece looks good.
Ooh, chest piece. Yeah,
it's really hard to describe.
See it on Instagram.
It's cute.
My skirt is also naked. I'm a naked girly. Okay, we know this. So don't forget to use the code. I'll link the website for you below, and always let me know what you're buying. Okay, so Sambe,
let's go
through Sambe how he feels love.
So this is what I
need from me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go. What did I say?
You said, and I would have known this though. You said your number one is quality time.
Yeah.
That you need to feel loved, you need quality time. And I think we spoke about this before. That's why I brought you, for example, for your birthday, brought you away to Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah, like I don't really like things. Not that I don't like things.
You love
like,
shoes, you love clothes.
Yeah,
but you're not like, that's not you feeling really loved as opening a pair of shoes.
No.
You want an experience, quality time, just you and me, no phones.
So that was like, that's my number one.
Your number two is physical touch.
Yeah, they love a cuddle.
You love a cuddle.
Yeah.
Your number three is words of affirmation.
Yeah, insecurities. Tell me you love me.
Yeah, that's our Sambe. Yeah. He just needs to be reminded. He needs to be reassured that he's loved and he's beautiful. Number four is acts of service, which is great for me because, let's be real. I'm not really the housewife that's cooking all the time.
I think you're good with the acts of service.
Thank you. Okay, I would actually agree because acts of service and gift giving, I think, is quite similar. I'm not bad for acts of service, but I'm
Are you trying to say because you're good at gift giving that they're similar?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have put them in the same boat, but okay. I think you're good at acts
of
service on alone.
Okay.
You made me breakfast this morning.
Oh, I did. Yeah. Okay. So acts of service is your fourth. It's not the most important to you. And fifth, still important. All five are important, but fifth is gifts.
Yeah.
So I don't need to spend any money on you anymore.
No.
You don't need any shoes. No. Zara coat that you're wearing right now. I'll refund that.
Yeah.
You don't need gifts anymore. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. But there's gifts that could be quality time, like tickets to a Spurs game.
See what he did there. Okay. So the gifts.
No,
you
but I'm
do
not.
Want.
I'm not too
no,
pushed
not,
on gifts. Man.
You're not materialistic. No. Like you always look good. You have the nice things, but you're not focused on that kind of stuff.
No.
And then it's me.
Gift.
Excuse me. My number one of receiving love is acts of service, princess treatment. Like, bring me my water, bring me dinner. Like, but it's simple. Like, it's not, I'm not expecting crazy shit.
No,
like, it's not
just
like
things,
fly me to the moon, but it's just like, just, I love the little things. Like, putting my shoes on for me.
Okay, that's never happened. That's...
You literally put my boots on and took them off for me because I couldn't get them off.
Okay, yeah.
Oh my God, are you trying to say
you're kind of making me out to be this little servant boy now?
Oh, sorry.
Tie your shoelaces for you. Like, you can do that yourself.
Okay, but if I asked you to, you would because you're so sweet and you're so kind.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, girls. Let's retract. Sam is not a little servant boy. He's a very big, strong man, but he knows how to treat me very well and like a princess. But he's also a tough cookie.
Yeah, you need to be copped on a few times.
Yeah, this podcast knows how you humble me. You just humbled me right there. So yes, this man keeps me very humble, which is great. It's obviously needed. But that's my number one is acts of service, yeah?
Okay.
Yeah. Number two, gifts. I love flowers.
Yeah, but you're good on both sides of the ball.
You're
good at giving gifts.
We're not there yet.
Okay, this is so confusing.
Yeah, no, it's not. Don't confuse. I love getting gifts. We know this.
Yeah.
My number three. Okay, I find this one kind of hard, but my number three is quality time because I love traveling with you. I love a dinner date with you. I love just you and me time. But then words of affirmation, physical touch. Like, it feels wrong to put words of affirmation fifth, but it would feel wrong to put physical touch fifth. So I put physical touch fourth. But then, like, that's a big fat lie because if you didn't touch me or tell me I'm beautiful, I'd probably cry. So maybe
we should just cut the gifts down, babe.
So the gifts, the gifts can be lower.
Which would you care more about, honestly?
Yeah, okay, let's knock the lifts. The let's knock the gifts, not the lifts. You drive me everywhere. Thank you. Let's knock the gifts down.
Do you know what I mean? Because I think you.
That's so fair. That's fair. Okay. Maybe I was kind of coming from the point of view that that's how I show love. So now let's discuss how we show love.
Okay.
Because we're kind of different in the way that.
Completely opposite.
Because I don't show love by quality time, but I'm learning to because that's how you receive love. But you naturally do acts of service, and that works for me.
Acts of service is my big one.
That's, you do that naturally, and I need that. That's perfect. I think quality time isn't my first thought of showing love.
Yeah, but when you put it that way, like, it wouldn't be mine either, even though I have a high up on receiving.
So you...
No, that's a lie. Actually, no, don't want that.
So you show it and receive it the same way. Do you?
What do you mean?
Do you show it by acts of service? Oh no, and then you feel it.
Wait, what are we talking about?
Quality time. We're talking about love languages, how you give and how you love receive.
I know, I've been in the conversation for the last 15 minutes.
Which one are we talking about? Well, I'm asking you, you receive love with quality time, you give it with?
Acts of service.
But is that because I love acts of service? Or no, I think that's just who you are.
I just do shit for people. I think you just... I do it with the lads and all.
Like, yeah, I think that is you. I think that's what you do. Whereas my...
But I'm not going around buying everyone gifts. That's why I put acts of service up top.
Yes. So my way of showing people love is I love buying them gifts. I love bringing flowers. I love bringing the bottle of wine. Yeah. I love giving them all the skincare. But you don't really need gift giving to feel love.
No, I get a bit awkward.
Yes. Yeah, you do. It's so awkward.
I don't know why.
He hates unwrapping gifts. I hate it, man. So that's what I'm... So that's where...
Remember Christmas morning?
Oh my God, you know, you
sit in front of your parents or whatever, or your auntie's not, and you open it, and you're like, oh,
why is that awkward? No, a lot of people find that awkward. I get that.
And I was kind of... My sister and my brother are so much older, so I was like an only child.
You were on your own, yeah. You weren't like...
Like they'd moved out. Yeah, so my parents were just sitting on the couch looking at me.
Yeah, that's fair. Silence of the ripping wrapping paper. I get it. No, a lot of people feel very awkward receiving gifts. Me, never.
Never. Never. No, you love it. Yeah.
So, okay. So the reason I'm asking how you give it and how you receive it and vice versa is because we had a question from Gertie Worley, and she said, my question for Sambe, this is what spurred on the whole episode today, is my question for Sambe, do guys know their love language, or can they adjust their love language for you? I love physical touch and words of affirmation, but that's not his way of expressing it, and I'm not sure what to do.
Okay.
So how do you feel about that, Sambe?
Do guys know? I'm sure there are guys that know love language. I didn't know what love language was till I got with you.
Okay. I guess before we even go any further, I think a lot of people are kind of like, but how do I know my love language? How do I find out my love language?
Read them and see what you do.
Exactly. Oh, Jesus.
Is that not fair? No?
I was just going to put it quite simply and nicer for anyone that isn't sure.
Sorry, guys. Please go on Google, read them, and look at what you do.
No,
every day.
You just pay attention to what makes you feel loved. So, should people adjust? Why are you nodding at me like that? Should people adjust?
No. Why would anyone?
But you buy me gifts because you know I.
Yeah. Okay. But that's like gift giving is never going to be my full love
number
language.
So
I don't think anyone can fully adjust. I think respect the person that you're with. If they like you love flowers, but like I'm not the best at buying you flowers because it just doesn't come into my head. Mm. But I'll do it for you, and I'll spend quality time, and I'll do all the stuff. No, but like I'll do the flowers. I do need to get better at that because you love it. But like I don't sit every day. And maybe lads do this, and I don't know if you do, but like. It never comes into my head about love language. I just do shit for
So
no, I don't think... I think if your man doesn't like physical touch, then he's not going to just start cuddling you because he likes his own space.
Yeah.
But that's all right. Like sometimes... like
I definitely think that if they're not great with words of affirmations, that can be a tough one to get them used to that, because if you don't grow up being used to...
What would you throw into words of affirmation? Just like, you look great and I love you.
Beautiful today. That's you're doing amazing, sweetie.
Right,
let's
all be sound and tell our other partners they look good.
But some people, and especially guys, just aren't very good at expressing that. And I think that comes down to if you didn't grow up expressing, like, if you know the way a lot of people can't take a compliment because they're not used to being told they look good or they don't believe themselves. Some people aren't. I think people struggle probably the most with words of affirmation. I would tend to think. I feel like most girls want words of affirmation and physical touch from their partner, and maybe that's not what the man is giving. I don't think, I don't know, it depends on the person, I guess. It's hard to say. Well, I don't think there's one. Well, would you think there's a love language that people are best at or is the most popular?
No. Like, because for me, it's acts of service.
Everyone's so different.
I know lads who, yeah, wouldn't, I don't know. Yeah, I'm trying to think of my lads. I don't know what they'd be like. See, men don't speak about this stuff.
No. Whereas I could kind of,
I guarantee if
girls,
I said to the lads, what's your love language? They'd be like, what are you talking about?
Really?
Yeah.
So it's not a conversation amongst the lads. Okay, so for this girly that's thinking, you know, it's not how we express it.
I just feel like if you go up to if someone come up to me and goes, you need to change your love language, I'd be like,
I don't think changing. I think adjusting or focusing, trying to meet each other halfway. Let him know. I do think the physical touch and words of affirmation is something that is just a natural, like you either are touchy.
Yeah, you're touchy feeler.
Or you're not. Whereas quality time, acts of service and gifts can all be implemented into someone's life easier, I think. But if you're not a touchy feely person or if you're not a lovey-dovey words person, I think they'd probably be the hardest to learn for someone.
Yeah, but I also feel like it's like you just do these things or you don't.
Yeah.
Like, it's second nature. Like, the acts of service for me and the gift given for you is, like, you don't even think about it.
Yeah.
Like, if we're out doing a food shop, you'll buy my mum flowers or you buy your mum flowers. Like, you'll just do it. Like, that doesn't cross my mind. If we're going up to my mum's house, you're always like, right, we have to bring a bottle of wine or we have to bring a flowers or we have to bring chocolate. Like, whatever it is. Like.
Yeah. And it would never be a make or break in my eye. Like, a love language wouldn't be a make or break. But for some people, maybe it is. But
yeah, but then because, like, you get, we'll say, three of them from me.
I'd say all of the above.
Well, no, I know. But like what I mean is like if someone's given absolutely nothing of them, you're probably going to be like,
no,
right,
I agree. So whatever, my advice on this is like if you're like, oh, but he doesn't do my love language all the time or he doesn't, that's whatever. I think what we need to appreciate is then what is the love language and do they do it at all? So like maybe you want physical touch and words of affirmation, but you're not good at he's no good at that and that's what you need, but he's really good at, he'll make you dinner, he'll like do all the acts of service,
buy you the flowers,
buy you the flowers, and he'd maybe not be touchy. You have to, I guess, appreciate what is done. And maybe then I think, like we always say, I think it's good to communicate maybe what you're missing. But it is important to focus. People are so quick to be like, but he didn't do that and he didn't bring me flowers.
I always go back to it on this podcast that it's like, you need to be honest with yourself. In like, it's so easy to say, well, he never buys me flowers. But then you could be like, you'll just forget all the other shit he's doing.
Yeah.
Because he's not doing the one thing that you want. So you think, oh, he's not doing anything for me.
And in the world of social media and TikTok today, everyone's comparing their relationship to relationships online, which is so false. You know, people coming home to the balloons everywhere or the this, that, the other. Like, people are constantly comparing themselves and what other people
have. Anything that's on social media is put there for a reason. It's done with an agenda because they know what's going on social media. Yeah. I've done it, you've done it, we've all done it.
Like, yeah, it's not real.
No.
You can't be comparing yourself to things like that. So that's exactly it. Like, you're like, oh, he doesn't buy me a car. He doesn't bring me flowers. But you're totally ignoring everything he does do for you and the love that is there. And people are so quick to be like, don't settle, get rid, which I think is such toxic advice.
No one's ever going to find someone that has everything they want. Like, we have different love languages and we're doing all right. So.
Far away hills are greener. I think people think, oh, I would find someone that would do all of this for me.
Grass is only greener where you water it.
Oh!
Big Sean, shout out.
Shout out Big Sean.
I'm sure it was someone else said before. He said it in As Long As You Love Me. I do love a quote.
It's the grass and green on the other side. It's green when you water it. What song is that?
Yeah, Issues, Baby. True. As Long As You Love Me. I'd rather work on this with you than to go ahead and start with someone new. As long as you love me.
Well done.
You just got to work on it and know your worth and know their worth and don't disrespect and put them down. And
like, I do love and appreciate the old days of just, you're married, babe. Well, obviously, there's a big reasons to divorce and, like, you know, child of divorce over here. But
just slip that one in there.
Well, I shouldn't say child, though. Young adult. But
yeah, you're like 25.
don't take from my trauma.
Okay, you're what, like 18?
Yeah, but I totally am not against divorce. But what I mean is I really appreciate in the olden days, it's like you don't just give up on each other. You know, he doesn't bring you flowers
I think
one
that,
day. You
I
don't
think
give
that
up.
It's at 33. I think that it's... Yeah, people don't work on shit anymore because it's so easy just to, and I think social media and all has that aspect to it as well, where you're seeing everyone's life looks unbelievable on social media.
But even somebody, there's content we've, like we'd be vlogging together on, and but we're always honest. I will always lol and say like if we had an argy bargy or something. But like, that's the thing. Like before you take an outfit photo of me, we could have had a fight because I was being so annoying about where we're doing the photo.
Yeah, or if I didn't
want to
do it.
Or if you didn't want to do it. Like, it's like, it's so wrong to think people don't argue and have healthy fights.
Yeah.
Never be fooled into thinking people online are, because what always happens is the couples that you look at and are like couple goals, and you're obsessed, and they sell this dream of couple goals. Then they break up, and then after the breakup, they're like, "Yeah, he was so toxic for years."
Yeah.
And it's like, "But you sold us this dream. Like, where was the honesty? Where was the truth that you struggled?"
And everyone goes through shit. Like, I don't believe everything you see.
We love going off on a tangent, but it's very relevant because it is, in fairness to the love language conversation, it's very important that you don't just drop someone because one of their love languages is doesn't meet yours.
Yeah.
There is a quiz you can do. So that's a way to find out how you receive it and how you express it. It's good to know.
I'd be intrigued to do that quiz to see, because I feel
like
doesn't
match
we
up.
Know. Yeah.
Yeah,
I think they're fairly self-explanatory as well.
I agree. It's literally like, tune into how you feel when you are like in these situations. So are you constant? Like I've been in a place before where I'm like, oh, he doesn't touch me, he doesn't compliment me. Not about you, babe. I can tell you're looking at me like, me? No, I...
No, I'm not worried. I'm not worried about it.
I'm not worried at all. But, you know, I think everyone's experienced someone that it's like, oh, he doesn't touch me or doesn't tell me enough this, that, the other. A lot of it was because I was so insecure. I just needed constant...
I was the one that wasn't showing it in the last relationship.
Mm.
So you were receiving it wrong. I was giving it wrong. Mm-hmm. That sounds... sexual. It's not. But, like,
okay, I get it.
Yeah, so like...
Self-awareness.
Yeah, man, I used to be a dick. But like, you taught me a lot of stuff. And then I just think it's as you grow up. And it's like, I think with me and you, it's like, well, this is what you get.
Mm.
I know what I get from you.
Mm.
And like, that's not going to change. We're together 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you get from me. Yeah, mm-hmm. There'll be sprinkles of like working to give the other person what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you brought me to a rock and roll festival.
Rock and
do you know
roll.
What I mean? Like, it was, yeah. Machine Gun Kelly concert. And you watch, like, you watch the football with me and all, and I appreciate that.
Compromise.
Yeah, but that's quality time for me. Like, yesterday we were watching the football. Now, granted, you don't really watch it, but we sit and chat.
NFL.
And are you just ad-libbing after everything I say here?
I'm just letting you slay.
No, but I think over time you can just learn to respect.
It's compromise. Love language. That's maybe a love language is compromise. That's a big one.
Yeah,
I think to make a relationship work is compromise and communication.
Yeah,
the two C's.
Yeah, you need to compromise.
The two C's. So I asked the girlies on Instagram, do you know your love language and do you know your partner's love language? Got some really cute ones. Someone said, yes, we're both physical touch, so we're always holding pinkies.
That's real cute.
So cute. Yeah, so someone said, I express love in physical touch and acts of service. My partner isn't the same and can find it hard. So definitely it's a thing that...
Physical touch and what?
And acts of service.
Okay.
And my partner isn't the same and can find it hard. I wonder why he doesn't do it for me, what I do for him.
See, that's not a good way to look at it. Because we could look at each other like that because we do different things. And then that turns to resentment. And I think that's it.
And I actually said to Sam when we did the games night, when I went to Smith's and brought him all the stuff, he didn't know what we were going to do. I just said, we both knew we were going to spend the Friday night in together. So I came home with all the stuff. And what I was saying to Sam is like, I would have, back a few years ago, I would have been like, they never do that for me. They'd never do this or that or plan a date or book this, blah, blah, blah. But then I was like, okay, but I'm not doing it either. Then like, how can I expect him to just... come out with an idea if I don't do it back? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So then I was like, okay, I'm going to plan something nice for him, because instead of me just expecting, why is he not planning anything nice for me, which you do, of course, but you know the way we get in our heads. And I was like, well, I'm not planning anything nice for him. So it starts there. Sometimes it starts with you initiating it. And if you're always initiating it, that is definitely the problem. Like, it shouldn't always be you. But sometimes it's like, you know what? Self-reflection, self-awareness. Maybe I need to be the one that does something first. Maybe I'll bring him home chocolates, or I'll do this and just spark a little spice up again. And then hopefully it's returned. And then if it's not, that's where an issue is. So I'm...
Is that a hint?
Not at all, babe. Okay. Wink, wink. I'm joking. But this question is, I wonder why he doesn't do it for me, what I do for him. So yeah, there is definitely a struggle there. If you feel like you're always making dinner.
Yeah, I suppose if you're always doing it,
it is kind of like, well, what does he do for me? And if he doesn't do anything for you, he fucking needs a rocket up his ass, because that's bullshit, and he needs to know.
It's easy for lads to get comfortable as well, I think. So I wouldn't take offense to it. Maybe it's just a conversation.
But that's not fair.
No, it's not, I'm not saying it's fair. I'm just saying, fucking here for a reason. I'm just saying that it's not fair, but you can speak to him, because man probably works hard. Let him live.
Sam is speaking from the soul. What else did people say? It was very cute. Food. Someone said food, which I think is so cute. I guess that's kind of act of service giving. Just food. Their love language is food. I think that's really cute. I don't know. They probably eat together. Maybe she feels love when he serves her food, when she serves him food. It's very cute. I like that one.
That's cute. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't know anything about it. You're not eating.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Sam,
I chose violence today.
You chose violence. Did you say I don't eat anything?
No, you're just very picky.
Thank you. That's a sentence that it can be very misconstrued.
Right, then cut it out.
I love my food, but I'm a very picky eater. Yeah, I'm a boring eater. I do apologize, but you're making me. I'm a boring eater, but you're making me better. As someone said, anglais, francés, espanol. I love that. I don't know if they genuinely thought it. And I was like, that's cute. Bilingual. a physical touch girly. I think a lot of us are physical touch gift giving. Mine is everything, and my partner's is physical touch. Yeah, very, very, very cute ones. Oh, a lot of touch coming in here. Cooking for people. I love that one. I do think food is definitely one. And oh, laughter and affection. That's very cute. I guess would laughter be like quality time?
Sorry,
these are really cute.
Are they absolutely put into these five?
Gary Chapman put them into the five.
Yeah, but what if like...
But you can have...
Dave Leonard wrote it in 1950 differently. Like,
oh, I don't... Okay, he might have. I don't know who you're talking about.
I don't know. I just made it up. Okay. Like, I'm just saying. Like, different...
This, the one that everyone refers to would be Gary Chapman's. That was coined in the 90s. And it's his book about it.
Okay.
And the book popped off. It really popped off for him in the 90s.
So he kind of made up love languages.
His book is all advice.
Did you fact check any of this?
I absolutely did fact check this. Okay. You asshole. You gonna do me for plagiarism or something? Did you ever get done for plagiarism?
No.
Oh, shut up, Sam.
What do you mean, did I ever get done for
plagiarism? We're driving each other nuts.
Yeah.
Okay, this is an interesting one. My love language is gift giving. I express love with gift giving. Feel like I spend so much time and energy getting gifts for people that they would love, and then I feel disappointed when people don't show the same energy.
So you can't.
Advice, please. So my advice on this is, I think there has to be an acceptance of you expressing it a certain way without expecting it back.
It's so dangerous that to feel like that, to be like, why am I not? It's so easy, to feel like I should be receiving the way I'm giving, but like, you just can't, because literally going back to us is, you give me more gifts than I give to you.
Yeah. And
that's just the way it is.
I would not be at peace. Like, I am so fine with that, because of all the things
you do
for me. But
like, I do more acts of service than you do for me.
Totally.
So it just, it comes and swings around.
If I chose to be like, oh, he didn't bring me flowers this week. Oh, he didn't buy me something new. Like, how miserable. That is such a, like, that would be such a negative mindset for me to be in, instead of ignoring all the things you do for me. And then I'm just focusing on, oh, he didn't do that week. Like, that's just not the mindset we should be in. It's just, it's not good for you, and it's not good for your relationship.
And you deserve gifts, whoever wrote in. Totally. You do deserve gifts. Absolutely. But I think just don't start resenting people over it, because it doesn't work like that.
And sometimes there's learning how much love you're going to express to people. Sometimes you learn, okay, maybe I don't receive any love from them back. So maybe I'm going to set a boundary there of how much I will spoil them.
Yeah, and if you also don't buy the gift with an assumption that you're going to receive a gift.
Yeah.
Because that kind of takes away from the whole thoughtfulness of buying a gift.
Yes, yes.
Because it makes it selfish.
Yes.
Not saying you're doing that, but...
No, no, I agree. Gift giving is a tough one. I think that's probably where most people are kind of like... Because it's money being spent, I guess. So people are like, I'm spending money and money's not being spent. But I think it's just really important to... Oh yeah, someone literally said The Five Love Languages by Gary Chapman. I had it read in 2 days after a 7-year breakup.
Sorry, darling.
Someone else also said, because I said, do you know your love languages? And she said, no, we broke up. I feel like death, girly.
Oh,
and let's finish. Oh, great, great sentence, Sambe.
Well, unless you get back together, then.
Let's finish off with our kind of a little breakup advice, because I also have an email about recently broken up and how to handle the change and accept it and adapt to a new norm. Oh, that's tough. Maybe read The Five Love Languages. Because I do actually think reading that book would be really interesting on reflecting on, we don't want to stay stuck in the relationship, but reflect.
Yeah, and then see what
you need going forward.
And what you weren't getting in that. I went through a breakup after 6 years, and it was very much like, I think you're more holding on to the fact that it's all you knew for so long. Mm. I think that's where I was. And then
excellently said.
You start learning that, like, okay, it clearly didn't work for this, that, or the other reason.
Mm-hmm.
We're both much happier now,
mm-hmm.
and with other people,
mm-hmm.
and you wouldn't change it. But mm-hmm. I know that in the aftermath of the breakup, you are sitting there kind of in a hole, which is shit.
Mm. I think accepting the change, in Sam's sister's words, is choosing to surrender. I love that word, just surrender. So acceptance, I guess, and surrender is kind of the same word, but surrender is more of like, this is actually out of my control now, so I'm going to focus on what I can control. So when you're
control
going through
the
change,
controllables.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly,
work on your own shit.
Yeah, when you're going through change, it might not even be a breakup change, it might be new hometown, new college, whatever you're going through, but mainly heartbreak is a big change in your life, because someone who was in your life for all that time is gone, and it's really hard to live it without them in the beginning. But I think it's, yeah, controlling what you can control, which is your thoughts and your mindset. Control what you see and don't see on social media. That's so important.
That's so important, because you don't want to fall back into it. It's so, like, mm-hmm. everyone is the exact same after a breakup.
Mm-hmm.
Like, unless you initiated it fully and wanted out. But, like, especially if you're the one that's been broken up with. Yeah. Like, it's so hard. So you just need to distance yourself from everything. Mm. And
control
let
what
it
you can
go.
Control.
Because yeah. I didn't let it go, and it got weird,
let
and
it go,
toxic. And...
Let it go. Yeah, I was the same.
Yeah, people, and it's not fair on them.
No, you know what? Just the why let it go is just because you'll heal quicker. Start healing.
Yeah.
Start focusing on the healing. That's the change, is the healing. And really positive change comes from healing.
And you do heal every time. Everyone heals.
Every time.
It just takes a while.
I love that. You do heal every time. Yeah. And it changes you, but for the better.
Yeah, for sure.
It does. It
you learn lessons.
Alters your brain chemistry, but in the best way, in hindsight. Yeah.
And then you might find someone else.
Yeah, you will. That was lovely, Sambe. I think we finish it there on that positive note.
Yeah.
So that was our love languages. So, girlies, let me know what your love language... Well, a lot of you already did, but after listening to this, you can let me know your love languages, and I'd love to hear from you. And let me know, you and your partners, and, you know, if you're at all similar to me and Sam, maybe you're totally opposites. Maybe you get me.
And I want to know if anyone has had the conversation in a relationship to change the love languages have the love languages changed. So I'm intrigued on that, because I'm of the belief that you're sentenced down.
Okay, whereas I believe... Not if he wanted to, he would. But if
you're, I hate that saying.
Yeah, I know you do. If they're important, you will adapt to what their needs.
Yeah, but
to a level. Okay. Yeah. Oh my god, we're about to start a whole new conversation.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Sounds like to argue his ass off.
I'm not arguing my ass off. I just think lads get a bad rap sometimes. Mm,
okay.
And I'm here holding the flag.
Yeah. On his own. Poor Sambe.
Yeah.
Poor Sambe. Yeah, he doesn't. He wants to support the boyos. That's okay.
The nice boyos.
The nice. There is very nice guys out there, Sambe.
There's
one
a lot of
the
dickheads.
Flag. Yeah, there's a lot of dickheads. Okay, that's our ender.
That's our ender, guys.
Naked, thank you so much, Naked Fashion. Don't forget to use my code GIRLYWIRLY to get you 20% off, excluding sales, until December 5th. And we love you so much, and we'll chat to you next week. Thank you so much for being here. We love and appreciate you.
Love you, guys.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.